No, you just keep on clapping. Keep on clapping. Go ahead.
I figured out why I do this show. I finally figured it out.
Why?
Well, I figured it out. It was a couple nights ago, in the middle of the night, and I didn't write it down. So now I forgot again.
Is it something that you came up with in a dream?
Something about fulfillment. I should have written it down.
You've mentioned the word catharsis in the past to me.
Yeah, therapeutic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, well, welcome back. You were in.
I just feel better. No matter how bad a week I have, when I tell you to shut up, I somehow feel better.
Is it because I laugh?
Shut up.
Well, that now I'm not laughing, so it's probably not
just
as...
Just shut up.
Probably not as therapeutic now.
It helps a little.
I used to laugh really loud every time you would say that.
Well, I used to be funny. Hey, how's your little silent auction going? Not silent auction. What do you call it? Your mystery campaign of some... What are you doing?
Our mystery religion imaginary fundraiser?
Yeah, how's that going for you?
It's not going very well.
Yeah.
We're falling short.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if people have it in them to make a pledge, please do so. And we're going to be drawing for the 7-second delay grand prize 50 minutes from now. One person who pledges to 7-second delay is winning $10 a month from Andy. It's a reverse Swag for Life pledge.
Yeah.
And so, only 117 people in the running, I believe.
So your odds are right now 1 in 117.
Yeah.
So you pledge $10, you could win 12 times that.
Yes.
Pretty good odds.
Pretty good.
You're not going to get those odds in Vegas, baby.
No. Hey, so I know you had a very lucrative week in L.A. last week. Congratulations.
Who did?
You did.
If lucrative means what I think it does, you're misinformed.
Oh.
I went there. I planted some seeds. There was a project we're working on, but
yeah,
you don't know if it's going to work. It takes months and years.
Oh, I thought that was
before it fails and humiliates you.
Because tonight you're giving away a lot of money.
Oh, you want to get right to it?
Only you're not really giving away.
No,
a lot
I know.
Of money.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You want to get right to it? You want to explain it?
Yeah, we should get right to it.
Okay, we're very excited about this show, this idea. It's a little bit of a prank, a little bit of a stunt. Am I right?
Yes.
And you know who's you know who we're pranking? You know who our patsies are?
Who?
Our marks are?
Who?
Anybody that tunes in late. Anybody that tunes in after 6:15.
After we restart the show.
Yeah, we're going to restart the show, and it's all going to be a kind of a phony show. Only the people that are listening now that have listened from the beginning will
like
be...
Like you!
Like you're talking to the listener
now.
Yeah,
the people who are listening now.
Yeah. That not just you, but probably maybe your spouse or your boyfriend and anybody else in the room.
Yeah, people who are listening right now are in on it.
Right, they're our co-conspirators. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to pretend at 6:15 to be giving away money. We're going to pretend we're producing a trivia quiz show. We're going to be giving away lots of money.
Pretending to give away a lot of money.
Or so it will sound like, so it will seem.
$910.
Per correct question. $910 for every correct question, or so it will seem. We're not giving away a nickel in real life. We're not stupid. We're not idiots. We don't have that kind of money.
Well, it could happen.
We can barely afford to pretend to give away that kind of money.
It could happen by mistake. That's what
it's kind of, no. Don't even say that. That's not a contingent. There's no scenario on earth where it happens by mistake.
Okay.
I just can't, because you'll hit me with the damn bill. I've been out to dinner with you enough to know who will reach for the check and who won't.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what happens. At 6:15, we're going to start the show over. We're going to say we're doing a quiz show. You, people that have tuned in from the beginning, you're in on it. And we would like you, people who are, I guess we'll call it the in on it, right?
Yep.
Our co-conspirators.
The Confederates.
Right, the Confederates. We're going to give you a special phone number. We're not going to repeat this phone number during the phony show. We're giving it to you now. What's the special phone number, Ken?
The Confederate phone number, Andy, is 201-209- 0843.
0843. Okay, that's...
So write that down if you're listening now. 201-209-0843.
And we will appreciate you calling after 6:15 when our phony show begins. And here's how you will secretly signal to us that you can't wink because we can't see you, but there's a way for you to wink audibly, right, Ken?
Correct. It's diabolical.
Right. It's a secret handshake, but it's an audible secret handshake. And here's what it is. When you call that number, just to confirm that you're in on it, to confirm that you are not going to expect any money, and you know that even if we say you've won money, you're not going to hold us liable to that promise. Here's how we'll know. We're going to ask you where you're calling from. You can give your real name. You can give your first name, and we're going to ask you where you're calling from. And when we ask you where you're calling from, your answer will be a town and a state that begins with the same letter. Like you'll say Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and that will be a little secret signal that you're in on it with us. Don't say New Jersey or New York.
Right, that's the one caveat.
Right, because most of our listeners are from there, and God forbid
So Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Nashua, New Hampshire, Crescent City, California.
Yeah, Crescent City, California. That's CNC. Exactly right. And here's how it'll work. For you folks that are in on it, for you co-conspirators that call 201-209-0843 and then wink, 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 give us the name of the town and state starting with the same letter. We're going to ask you insanely easy questions. Right, Ken?
Right. Very, very easy. Like, you can't get it wrong.
It will seem like we're just out of our mind.
Which means that you win the $910.
And we're going to claim.
Or we're pretending that you're going to win $910.
Right. We're going to tell the world that you've just won $910. But by calling that number and by giving us a phony address, you're waiving any claim to any money. You know it's just a... it's just a show.
But what's going to happen is that after we restart the show, if somebody calls and tells us...
our late listener, we're going to give our real phone number and our... I'm sorry, the other phone number, our normal phone number, to anybody tuning in late. They're going to hear you winning money, $910, answering very easy questions. What's the fourth letter of the alphabet kind of questions? And they're going to go... of course, they're going to call, but their questions will be... very challenging questions.
Pretty,
and that's
pretty
the joke.
Impossible.
Yeah,
kind
very,
of, very kind almost, of impossible.
It better be impossible, buddy. I'm not giving away $910. But
that's the exciting aspect of it.
And that's the fun of it. That it will sound to them like some of our questions are very easy, but they will get it's just the luck of the draw, they'll get impossibly difficult questions to answer. But we'll be able to distinguish people that are in on it and people that are not in on it. Do you think it'll work, Kenny? Kenny?
Yeah, I do. Jeez, why isn't my Bluetooth connecting?
There you go. That's how we go off the rails. It's always a question. How will things go wrong? And now we know, right? There's no cell service. Am I right?
No, I'll get it.
Yeah.
I'll get it.
And that's how things go wrong. Tell me why we need Bluetooth to make this work, Ken.
Just for the sound effects. That's
oh, all. That's great, Ken. You don't need to be on Bluetooth, Ken.
It's true, I don't. Ah, I do.
You do?
I didn't bring my dongle.
There you go. Do you need a battery?
Nope.
Do you need a charger?
There we go.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I think we're okay now.
Hey, now that you're on Bluetooth, will we be able to hear the limousine service next door?
Theoretically, no. I think we have solved.
Yeah.
I think we've licked that problem.
So the only thing you're broadcasting now is your music, musical shows and your DJs.
Yes.
And you're wondering why your fundraising's falling short.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
All right. So I think we've explained it.
Should we do it one more time? We are asking people that are listening now, people that have tuned in early, you're going to be rewarded and you're going to be in on it with us. You're going to help us pull this prank. Once we restart the show, it's going to sound like we're giving away money. People who are in on it now, call this special number, 201-209-0843. Signal to us that you're in on it, because we're going to, when you identify yourself, give your city and state starting with the same number, same letter.
Like Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And we will feed you very easy questions, and we will pretend to award you $910 for answering those questions. And then people who are not in on it, people tuning in late, they're the patsies. They're the marks. They're the chumps, right, Ken? The chumps are going to call our regular number, right, Ken?
Right.
The chumps are going to be given very challenging questions. It won't seem fair to them, right? The last two calls got very easy answers.
Correct.
Easy questions.
Correct.
Life won't make sense to them, right?
The one caveat is if you are in on it, you're a Confederate, when you call to give us the secret handshake, meaning your city and state start with the same letter, do not choose New York or New Jersey.
Right.
Okay, we're going to restart the show.
And if you do call it, you do, quote, win money, you know, wink, wink, it's not real. Don't expect a check.
Thanks for making it in. Getting a bit of a late start tonight. I guess you had
a big
week in L.A.
Well, we'll see. We're working on a project that everything's a long shot. There's no guarantees in this business. Is there guarantees in the radio business?
No, there are not. As a matter of fact, we're doing this imaginary fundraiser
right now. Yeah, how's that going?
It's not going very well. We are... 7 second delay has moved up to ninth place.
Yeah.
But WFMU itself is, we are.
Cam number three, can you run?
No!
There it is. There it is. Hold on, Ken.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
It sounds like there's somebody at JFK that is waiting for their limo.
Yeah.
Go to the departure level, and we'll meet you at gate four if you can hear us. Ken, I got to go pick her up.
Oh, my God. That was really weird because that
yeah.
That happened at the second I was doing something else, so I thought I caused it.
Huh.
Okay.
So that's our limousine service that occupies the building next door.
Yes.
Bleeding into our signal.
And now I have concluded that it has nothing to do with Bluetooth.
There you go. That's the spirit.
So we are giving away a lot of money tonight because Andy had such a lucky week last week.
Yep.
And we are giving $910 if you can answer a trivia question correctly.
We're going to be giving multiples of $910. Because we're 910 is from our
main frequency.
Our main frequency.
91.1.
Why didn't I say $91? What was I thinking?
Well, I think because you're rolling in it. You are rolling in the bucks this week. So we have a $910 cash prize for everybody who can answer a trivia question
correctly. I don't have a lot of money to spare.
And we have a new producer helping us out tonight. Welcome to Gavin.
Yeah, Gavin will be taking your name and number and your name and address if you win.
And the phone number, if you want to get in on the $910 sweepstakes, is 201-209-9368. That's our regular phone number, 201-209-9368.
And we're asking trivia questions, pretty challenging trivia questions, but they should be challenging, right? For $910.
I think some of them are kind of easy, and some of them are kind of challenging.
Now, are the winners going? I know now that Diddy's not doing his freak off parties anymore. I know picked up the mantle. You're doing your monthly freak offs in Monty Hall.
No, not doing the freak off parties.
You're picking it up from. Inspired by your hero Diddy?
No, the abortion clinic down there, they wouldn't hear of it.
So our monthly freak-off parties at Monty Hall, that's the first Saturday of every month. And we'll just say the winners are invited to that.
All right, I think we're ready, right? Are we ready?
Okay, this is our first contestant. It's the $910 trivia challenge. Here we go.
All right, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling. You love the show.
How you doing? Where are you from?
I'm from Marquette, Michigan.
All right, Marquette, Michigan. Welcome.
Hi.
Okay, and you're ready to play our trivia challenge?
Do you want to do the first question, or should I do the first question?
Okay, here's the first one, Marquette, Michigan. It's a music. Are you into music? Into that rock and roll?
Might say.
Yeah, I don't know. Then you're tuned into the wrong station if you really love rock and roll. But here's a rock and roll question. Some people say that the Rolling Stones. Hold on. Okay, please tell.
Please repeat that.
Shoot me in the freaking face.
Please tell the client that that the driver is on his way. He is stuck in traffic. Please tell the client to be patient.
Marquette, Michigan.
Some people would say the Rolling Stones are the greatest rock and roll band in the world. What is the name of the lead singer of the Rolling Stones? For $910.
Rolling Stones is a media organization.
Huh?
Isn't the Rolling Stones the media organization?
No, the Rolling
Stones
the rock...
That's Rolling Stone magazine.
The Rolling Stones rock band. Oh.
This guy's... Forget it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. We'll take another call. We're looking to give away $910.
Nobody has won the $910
okay,
yet.
Here we go.
Lead singer of the Rolling Stones.
Hello, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hi, where are you from?
Hello.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Simon. I'm calling from Trent.
From Trenton, New Jersey. Okay, we're giving away $910, and we're asking questions. Here is. Tell me when you're ready, sir.
Let's see here.
Into music? Into rock and roll?
I think I'm ready.
Okay, Lennon McCartney. The songwriting duo of the beat from the Beatles, of course, they wrote a song for the Rolling Stones. What was the name of that song?
You have 5 seconds.
That's a good question.
That is a good question. I'm sorry, you don't win $910.
Oh, sorry, Marquette. Oh, no, sorry, Trenton.
I'm going to put it as Painted Black.
Yeah, no, Painted Black. No, they didn't write Painted
incorrect.
Black.
Sorry. Good try, though.
Hey, maybe someone that wins the $910 will donate it to the station.
Oh, that would be great.
Wouldn't that be great?
All right, let's go back to the phones. The phone number is 201-209-9368 if you want to take a shot at winning $910. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Texarkana, Texas.
Excellent. We have a trivia question for you. It's worth $910. What would you do with that money if you win?
I don't know, get something nice.
Something nice. Oh, very good choice. Very good choice.
Okay, and something, what's your name?
Something nice. Yeah, tell us your name. Yeah, this I want to hear. Tell us your name.
I'm Kimball Stroud from Texarkana.
Kimball, okay, Kimball.
Kimball, my name is Kimball from Texarkana.
Yeah. No, thanks. We're gonna say thank you for calling, Kimball. We love you, Kimball.
I've hung up on Kimball. Do you know Kimball?
Yeah, that sounded strangely familiar to me.
Are you married to Kimball?
I'm very, very, very married to Kimball. You couldn't be more married to Kimball. Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi,
you
want to
play the $910 sweepstake?
Oh yeah.
Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Anchorage, Alaska.
Whoa! We don't get calls from Alaska very much. What's your name?
Martin.
Oh, hey, Martin. We have some trivia questions for you, okay?
Okay, Martin, here's your question.
Okay.
A musical quartet has how many members?
Let's see. Quartet. Quarter. Dollar. Quarter of a dollar. Four. I'm going to say four.
Four is correct.
Four is correct. You win.
That's $910.
$910.
Out of my pocket.
Wow.
All right,
going to Disney World.
We are going to put you through to our producer, Gavin, who's going to take down all your information.
Yeah, we're going to, hang on. You're going to have to talk to Gavin, and he'll arrange for the money to be transferred. I don't think $910 will even get you to Disney World. Maybe it'll get you close enough to see Disney World these days. Right, Kenny?
Yes.
Am I right about that, Kenny?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so we're giving away $910. It's that easy. Anchorage, Alaska just won, and he's getting his money now. It's being transferred to him now. So we're at 201-209-9368. Thanks for calling.
Hi, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Scotland.
No, you're not. What the hell? No, you're not.
That was Sean.
Yeah, it was Sean.
Sean the porch pirate.
I think that was Kimball Strauss' husband.
Hi, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Hello, I'm calling from Jersey City's fashionable West Side.
Okay, and you'd like to walk away with $910 tonight?
Absolutely.
What would you do with that money?
Pay some bills.
All right. Great. That's very responsible of you.
Maybe buy a pair of shoes.
And shoes are terrific. Also, these are two good choices, Ken. Very responsible individual. And here's your question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. You know the band The Runaways? Which member of the band The Runaways appeared on Jeopardy?
You have 5 seconds.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, that's your question.
I have a freaking idea.
Your time is up, I'm afraid. The answer, of course... The answer, of course, is Jackie Fox. That seemed pretty obvious. So there are four members in a quartet.
Sorry, pal.
And Jackie Fox appeared on Jeopardy. Some people are getting these questions. Some people seem to be stumped.
Hi, you are on the air. Where are you calling from?
Ingalls, Indiana.
Ingalls, Indiana. Okay.
Okay, we have a question for you. What is your name, and what would you do with the $910?
I am Hero.
Hi, Hero.
And
okay.
I will keep that money in case I needed it.
Yeah, some people would think I'm going to donate it to my favorite radio station, but you're too smart for that, Hero, right?
Well,
exactly.
Maybe a little bit of it.
Okay, Hero, we're just picking these questions at random. Okay, this one is a history question. Are you ready, Hero? There was a big ship called the Titanic, and the Titanic ended up sinking. What caused the Titanic to sink?
Well, they hit an iceberg.
That's correct!
That's correct, Hero!
That is correct.
Yay!
Okay, Hero, we're going to keep
it.
Hero wins $910.
That's $910. Just stay on the phone.
Stay on the phone, Hero. Gavin's going to pick up and get your information.
Yeah, we're going to transfer that money to you. Very well done. And use that money for goodness. Don't use it for evil.
Hi, you're on the air. We're playing the $910 sweepstakes. Where are you calling from?
Brooklyn.
You're calling from Brooklyn, New York?
Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
Yep.
We're going to pick a question at random, and we have it right here. This is a musical question. What would you do with this money, Brooklyn, if you won the $910?
Oh, God. Pay some bills, I guess.
Bills are horrible. Bills are just the worst.
Horrible.
But you have a plan. You have a plan to address that problem. You are going to pay those bills. $910 will go a long way. Are you ready? We're picking this question at random. It is another musical question. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Stevie Ray Vaughan had a nickname for his guitar. What was it?
You have 5 seconds.
Baby?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
What was it?
It was really. You want to know? It matters to you, really.
It does.
It really. You say these words to me. I gots to know.
I gots to know.
The answer is Jimbo, of course.
Jimbo.
Yeah.
The Titanic hit an iceberg, and Jimbo is the name of Stevie Ray Vaughan's guitar.
Oh, that's interesting.
Duh.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah, you do. Unfortunately, that's what you learned today.
Because LBJ named his manhood something very similar. He named his manhood Jumbo.
He did? That was his nickname for his manhood?
That was his nickname.
Did he have a nickname for his penis?
that's what I meant.
Oh, that's what you meant.
That's
oh,
what I meant.
I got you. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you do learn something new every day. And unfortunately, that's what I learned today. Okay, we have another caller. This is our $910 trivia challenge. Thanks for calling. Where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling from Burlington, New Jersey.
Burlington, New Jersey?
All right.
Okay.
And what's your name?
Mike.
And Mike, what would you do with $910?
My mom's having a hard time right now. She's very ill.
Yeah.
We have to move her apartment. It's a bad situation, so this would really help.
So you would pocket the money. You'd be in Vegas tomorrow. That's what you're saying.
No.
I misunderstood.
No.
Oh, I misunderstood.
No, he's serious, Andy.
Oh, I thought you meant that your mom couldn't go with you to Vegas, so it would be an extra great time in Vegas.
No, I misunderstood.
Like
Vegas,
you
man.
He's not joking around.
Bad situation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So you need that $910.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we have a question for you.
I'm hoping for it, you know.
Well, here we go. I could see it would go a long way. Are you ready? Okay, and this is, we're picking these questions at random. One member of the band One Direction is not from England. Which member was that? The member of One Direction, not from England. You have 5 seconds.
5 seconds.
Sorry. The answer, of course, is Niall. Niall Horan.
Mom, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm really sorry too.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I hope Mom wasn't listening. That would break her heart. There's drama. Every phone call is like a little mini drama, isn't it, Ken?
Hopefully she's deaf. Hopefully she went deaf from the medical problems that he was alluding
and,
to.
And she wouldn't know that her son just blew that easy question.
Right, and also doesn't have anybody providing, you know, speech to text for her. You know, like she has no friends.
God willing.
Yeah.
God willing, you're right, Ken, that the woman's deaf. I pray to God you're right, Ken, that the woman has gone deaf. Okay, so we're at 201-209-9368. We are giving away $910 in our big $910 musical challenge.
Hi, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi.
You love the show.
Hi. Hi, I'm Lydia.
Hey, Lydia.
Where are you calling from?
Miami,
Florida.
Miami, FLA.
Miami, FLA, yeah. And you're a longtime listener. This is a first-time caller. We're very excited to have you with us.
Yeah.
And what would you do with $910? That's not chump change. That's real money, isn't it, Lydia?
A little bit of evil.
A little bit of evil. I guess you can't do a lot of evil with $910.
No, only a little bit.
That's probably a good thing.
No, actually, I think you can do quite a bit.
You can do a lot of evil?
Yeah.
And
a lot.
And Ken, of course, is referring to our monthly freak outs.
No, I was not referring to the freak offs.
The freak offs, yeah.
All right, can I ask Lydia?
Diddy used to charge like $1,000 to get in, but we charge a lot less, don't we, Ken?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, Lydia, are you ready for your question? $910. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, you know the singer Shakira?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know she can speak 6 languages. Did you know that?
Yes.
Name those 6 languages.
You have 5 seconds.
Think, Lydia, think. You said you knew her. Hold on. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Okay, and the answer, of course, is English, Spanish, Arabic, French, Italian, and Portuguese.
Everybody knows that.
Lydia, you said you knew Shakira. Well, she's gone.
Lydia's gone.
Yeah. Maybe she went to pick up that passenger at JFK.
I'm really sorry about that.
Why is it? Is it only our show?
No, it's a lot of shows.
Yeah. But it's a professional radio station. You have a license, right?
Yes.
Huh, it's interesting.
Huh. It's just that when people are playing music, it often people think it's part of the music.
Yeah, whereas I can see that.
Yeah.
Huh. And then you don't have any problem asking for money from listeners.
No, huh. We actually are having a lot of problems asking for money because
you're falling short.
We're falling short.
It's probably the election is freaking them out, you think?
I think so.
They're giving their money to various candidates.
Yep.
They think that's a more worthy cause.
Yeah, Green Party, very popular.
Yeah.
With the WFMU crowd.
Oh, that'll help. Oh, yeah, good for them.
Hi, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm hoping they put me through, but I probably won't get on.
No, you're on.
No, I'm afraid you're on. I've got some bad news for you. You're on the
air.
You're
actually on. Who's this? What's your name?
Oh, first of all, let me tell you guys, I love the show.
Thank you.
Oh, that means the world to us.
What's your name?
This is Sam the Appraiser. You know me.
Oh, Sam the Appraiser. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually up in Maine right now.
Oh, what town in Maine?
What town?
I'm in this little town called Madison.
Okay.
Oh, Madison, Maine. There's a Madison, Maine. Did you know there's a Madison in every state of the Union, Ken?
Really?
Except for Delaware. Yes.
Delaware
49
sucks.
States. That's one reason.
Man.
That's,
and you know this because you live in Madison.
That's what I learned today.
Okay, that's right. Okay, Sam, so you ready for your question?
Okay, yeah. You're really giving away this much money?
$910, and here it comes. Are you ready?
I'm never going to get this,
though. Okay, I hope you get it. Okay, Sam. As you know, the country was founded in 1776. There were 13 original colonies. We're asking you to name one of the original colonies.
Georgia.
Georgia is correct for $910.
Way to go, Sam.
Okay, Sam, stay on the line.
Stay on the line and Gavin will pick up.
Gavin will pick up and you can arrange to transfer that money.
Georgia's correct, right?
Our listeners are batting about 500, wouldn't you say, Ken?
Yeah.
Some are doing better than others.
All right, we're going to the phones, 201-209-9368. And also, don't forget, in 25 minutes, we're drawing for the winner of the 7-Second Delay sweepstakes. If you have pledged a 7-Second Delay, $10 or more this month during our October Hellraiser, you will be in the running to win, not $910, I'm sorry, but $120, $10 a month sent to you for 12 months or a year, whichever takes place first. And you can go to WFMU.org.
You got to be in it to win it. Is that right, Ken?
Yes.
Then why don't you say that? Say that. You got to be in it to win it.
You do have to be in it in order to win it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air. Who's calling?
Leo from Telton, Tennessee.
Felton?
Telton.
Is that Telton with a T?
Yeah.
Telton, Tennessee.
Okay, and this is for $910. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Can you name, Leo, from Telton, Tennessee, the highest mountain on the planet Earth?
I have to go Mount Everest.
Mount Everest is correct!
Right, correct!
All right.
Way to go, Telton, Tennessee.
Wow.
Man, Andy, you're giving away a lot of money tonight.
I am. I'm getting hit pretty hard. We're batting about 500 with our callers.
All right, Tennessee, hang on for Gavin. He's just finishing up with Sam the Appraiser, and then he'll pick up with you and arrange to get you that money. 201-209-9368. Answer one trivia question correct, and you get $910.
It's our $910.
Because Andy did so well in L.A. last week.
Just remind me what I did well. Just remind me.
Well, you worked on a documentary.
Yeah, right, a little indie film.
Some indies make a lot of money, I
guess. I wouldn't bet the farm on
The Blair Witch Project?
That's true. That's one of 500,000.
Cleaned up.
One in every 500,000 indie movies makes money.
Searching for Sugar Man also did quite well.
I don't think Searching for Sugar Man made a lot of money.
Didn't it?
Well, I know they got $8 of my money.
There you go.
They made at least $8.
And there's millions of people just like you.
They find Sugar Man. That guy owes me $8.
All right, we're going. We're going to the phones. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, thanks for calling. You love
Hello. Hi, who's this?
You love the show.
This is Hugo.
Hugo, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dodger, Delaware.
Dodger, Delaware. All right.
Okay.
Is it true that Delaware has no Madison?
I was
She's up in the at the Yankee Stadium right now. Is what I heard. Ed Madison's up there.
Oh yeah,
I don't know.
Game five.
What is he? Wait, I'm sorry.
He's talking about the World Series.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Game five, Andy.
So Madison's gone. She's up there, but I'm ready to win some money.
But he's talking about a person named Madison.
Yeah, that's his little joke.
Oh, he made a joke.
Yeah.
Is that allowed that the callers can make jokes?
If it's funny,
then
it's
what
allowed.
Am I doing here?
Would you say that's funny?
I don't know.
I'd say Andy's a consistent joke, but
should
I'm going to win some money here.
Okay, this is for $910. Okay, are you ready?
Okay.
I'm going to name a celebrity, and you tell me what television show made him famous. Are you ready?
Ooh.
Jerry Garr. No. Okay, go ahead.
For $910, Elmo.
Oh, God. Who's that blue guy? He's friends with that Cookie Monster. Sesame Street.
Sesame Street is correct.
Well done.
Well done. Stay on the phone,
well
my friend.
Well done, Dover, Delaware. And Gavin will pick up and arrange to get you your winnings.
And that's how easy it is. I've been giving away too much money. This really is starting to sting a little bit.
Yeah.
My pockets are not quite as deep as you.
You and your indie documentary.
I'm going to quit bragging about my career.
That's not going to make any money. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, hey, long-time caller, first-time listener.
Oh, what's your name?
My name's Rachel.
Okay, Rachel, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Vergane, Vermont.
Vergane, Vermont, okay.
Okay, Vergane, Vermont, are you ready for what would you do with $910?
Do you want to actually know? Because I don't think you're actually giving me $910, right?
No, we are giving away $910. We've been giving it away all night. We've given away seven or eight times already.
If you actually give me $910, what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy a soundproof wall for my kindergarten classroom.
Nice!
Thank you.
Why do you need a soundproof wall? Is that to keep sound out? Keep outside sound from getting in?
Yeah,
or
in Andy's case, inside sound from getting out.
Or do you not want the world... Do you not want the world to know what you're doing to those kids in your classroom?
It's all of the above.
Oh, it's a little bit of each.
Well, you could try.
Mostly I don't want them to hear each other. So if I put a wall between them, it kind of muffles the sound.
Oh, so you want sound absorbers.
Okay.
Yes.
$910.
What you want to do is you want to cover your walls with a lot of like fabric and stuff.
Yeah, but they won't let me do that.
Oh,
so you have to buy. You know, my daughter is a kindergarten teacher, and she also has to spend her own money, Ken. Her own money.
My hard won money.
That's right, to buy her supplies that she needs to do her job.
Awful.
Awful, isn't it, Ken? Awful.
When are they going to make the army hold a bake sale, Andy?
Exactly. Good question, Ken.
Right.
And by good question, I mean shut up. Okay.
All right. Go ahead and ask her the trivia question.
Okay. Here's today's. Here we go. For $910, which planet in our solar system has rings around it? It's surrounded by rings.
Saturn
is correct.
Congratulations. And hang on for Gavin.
Congratulations.
And Gavin's going to be picking up on you.
And from this moment forward, no one will hear what goes on in your kindergarten class.
Well, mainly the thing that she's trying to achieve is to make sure that the kids in the kindergarten class can't hear one another.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have that problem also?
I don't. Do you have the problem with your freak-offs, with your monthly freak-offs here at the station? I suggest soundproof walls around Monty Hall?
Oh, we took care of that when we built Monty Hall.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, three layers of 3/4-inch drywall.
Yeah, this is you to the contractor. We're going to have to freak off this room here.
Yeah, and I would say things like, remove that window and brick it up with cinder blocks, please.
Exactly. That's.
And we did.
I'm sure. It's a soundproof room. Nobody knows what goes on there.
Do you have that problem? Hi. Turn down your radio and let us know who you are.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
Oh, Vernon, New Jersey.
Vernon, New Jersey.
And okay, and what's your name?
David.
David, what would you do with your $910? We've given it away. Like, I think that we've given nine packets of $910 away so far.
It's pretty unreal. I'd probably pay off some bills and take some friends out to dinner.
Oh, man, I had friends once. I loved it.
Yeah, I love my friends.
Yeah, I got to get them back. I got to remember to call them sometime.
I love your friends more.
I'm sure you do. Well, you are.
Great.
You're the only friend I have left, Ken. I'm down to you. Okay, are you ready, David, for your questions for $910? You've been listening, right? You've been hearing us give it away. Okay, are you ready? Okay, you have 5 seconds. Which member of the Backstreet Boys did not release a solo album?
Oh,
I have no idea.
It's the Backstreet Boys. The Backstreet Boys. Kevin Richardson never released a solo album. Hello?
Dude, I would have.
I'm sorry. I guess.
Sorry, David.
We thought you'd have that one.
But at least you get to live in Vernon.
And at least you've been on the radio with Ken Friedman.
It's been pretty cool, guys.
Yeah, that'll. Yeah.
Vernon's also known as God's country, Andy.
No, I don't think so.
I think so. Yeah.
I don't, that can't be God's country.
Yeah. No, it is. It's the Skylands.
Yeah, and I have a few things to say to God about that.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Yes, please. My name is Don, and I'm from Scotch Plains, New Jersey.
And Don, you're a longtime listener?
Yes.
And Don, you know, we're giving away $910. We've given away $910 nine times tonight.
Yes, and I'm going to give a percentage to the station.
Great. What percentage?
Very small percentage.
That's how you do it.
Like 50? That's small.
1.5%.
Well, that would involve mathematics, wouldn't it, Ken?
That's a really difficult percentage.
All right, are you ready for your question?
Yes, please.
Okay. You know the band Kiss, right?
Yes.
You know the drummer in Kiss, Eric Carr, he died.
Yes.
And he died on the same day as another famous personality.
Oh, I know.
Who died on the same day as Eric Carr?
5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
George Burns.
I can see why you'd go there. No, the answer, of course. And you know it, right, Ken?
Yeah, Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury. Everybody. I thought everybody knew it. That seemed like one of the easier ones.
No, I mean, it was such a weird, incredible coincidence. It was almost like when David Bowie and Prince almost died on the same day.
I call that day the day the music died again. Eric Carr and Freddie Mercury.
People were like, what are the chances?
Yeah, people, I remember I was on the highway. Cars just pulled over.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hello, this is Alan.
Hi, Alan. Where are you calling from?
Walla Walla, Washington.
All right, Walla Walla. I know somebody who's been there.
I know somebody who considered going there, but then at the last minute changed their mind.
All right, Alan, is that your name?
Yeah.
Okay. Alan, for $910, Arnold Schwarzenegger was once the governor of which U.S. state?
Oh, boy, that's also on the West Coast here. That's California.
Is that right, Ken?
That's correct.
He was the governor?
Yes,
they called him the governator.
He was the governor? Right. He was elected governor?
He was. Alan, hang on for Gavin, and he will arrange to get
you. That's $910 in your pocket.
Your winnings.
Easy peasy. Easy peasy. So I'm beginning to think it might be too easy. We're at 201-209-9368. We're giving away $910.
Well, we only have 9 minutes to go.
Okay.
And then it's time to give away the grand prize.
Oh, that's right.
7 second delay grand prize for the October 24 Hellraiser.
Okay.
And hello, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hello, my name's Ken Kniff from Kniff.
No, you're not. Ay, 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 ay.
Bring back the limousine dispatcher. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Francis.
Francis, where are you calling from, Francis?
Name your Canada.
Maine, near Canada. What town are you in there in Maine?
It's a small town in French Canada. It's called Name Your Lake. Name Your in Wisconsin.
Oh, you're in Wisconsin?
No, I'm in Canada, but the town is called Name Your Lake. Name Your in Wisconsin.
Oh,
and
it's spelled
in Belgium.
There's multiple towns with the same name, Maine. Your.
Yeah.
Oh,
am I spelling that correct?
M-U-R.
Right. So he thinks you might be familiar with the Maine in Wisconsin.
Oh, I see.
His town is spelled the same, but he's in Canada.
Maine, Canada.
Maine, Canada. Yes, Canada's
Canada,
a whole other country.
Canada.
And we've been giving away $910. You've been listening to us give it away.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to pay my rent this month. So.
Maybe you will. I guess you've been listening to some of the questions. You've been playing along, I guess, at home, right?
Yeah.
Have you known the answer to every question we've been asking?
Oh, maybe 2 out of 3.
Oh, 2 out of 3. Well, maybe you'll get lucky. We're picking these questions randomly. Okay, my friend, here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
How many songs from Walt Disney movies have won the Academy Award for Best Original Song? You have 5 seconds.
12.
Twelve. Was that your answer, really? That's insane. You have no idea what you're talking about, do you? 12.
What's the correct answer?
14.
Whoa.
14 was.
You came close, Francis.
I don't think that's 12 close at all.
I mean, not close enough, but close.
That's two entire movies apart.
I'm sorry, Francis. I'm sorry.
Oh, not as I am.
I'm sorry you didn't win.
Yeah, sorry about that. I guess you'll be paying your rent yourself. It's probably good for you. Build character. Hi, we're at 201-209-9368. It's the $910 musical challenge.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yes, my name is Lynn.
Hi, Lane.
Hi, Lane. Where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Cedar Grove.
Cedar Grove, NJ?
Yes.
As opposed to Cedar Grove, California. There is one there.
I don't think so.
Cedar Grove, NJ.
Okay, what would you do with this 900? I guess you've been listening to the show?
Yes.
Have you been playing along? Have you known the answers to every single question so far?
Every single one, plus the ones where you didn't provide the answers.
Oh, I hope I've been providing the answers.
The early ones you didn't.
Well, sometimes you didn't.
Oh, I see. Okay, are you ready? Here we go. I forgot his name already.
Lynn.
I don't think that was it. Not Lynn. It began with an L.
Well, we mispronounced it to begin with. We called him Lane, but clearly
it's Lynn. It's Lynn.
Lynn is I believe it's a unisex name, Andy.
I don't think that's his name, though.
Yeah, no, it's Lynn.
Well, there's no way to settle this now.
Cedar Grove, NJ.
Okay, so here we go, Lynn. Are you ready with your question?
Yes, please.
Lynn, there have been 3 songs in the history of pop music that have reached number one, and they have this in common.
Oh, I know this.
Well, you don't even know the question yet.
Oh, okay.
They have this in common. Their titles are the same word repeated 3 times. It's the same word repeated 3 times, and they've all gone to number one. Name those 3 songs.
You have 5 seconds.
Love, love, love.
Love, love, love is not on the list, but it's a good guess, though. Oh, I'm sorry, Lynn. I really am. We really wanted you to go home with this money.
I'm sorry, Lynn. Andy, why don't you tell
the answers are, of course, Bills, Bills, Bills.
By who?
I don't know that one. Say, 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 which I think was Michael Jackson,
uh-huh.
Wasn't it? And Turn, Turn, Turn.
Oh, by the
Birds.
The Birds.
Right. Thank you for playing along, Lynn.
Yeah. All right. Man, we are almost out of time. We have 5 minutes left. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. Where are you calling from?
Wantage, Wyoming.
Wantage,
Wyoming. Okay, Anthony, for $910, here's your music question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, this is a song lyric. It's almost 50 years old, probably more than 50 years old. Let's see if you remember it, okay? I'm gonna read you the lyric, and I'm going to end with a blank. You fill in the blank. Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other blank.
Lover.
Is Lover's correct? $910 going your way. Just
Man, okay. Way to go. Hang on the line for Gavin, and he will... Right.
Our producer will arrange for that payment.
Arrange to transfer the money from Andy's bank account to yours, because that's where the money's coming from.
So half of these, half of our callers are going home with real money. That's real money, Ken, $910. Yeah. You could say, you could round it up, you could say it's $1,000. You could call it a grand.
Oh, but it's not quite a grand.
No, that's why it's fun to call it a grand, because it's not quite a grand.
Yeah, because it's not true. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. Where are you calling from?
From beautiful Jersey City.
Jersey City, NJ.
Heck yeah, I am. Yep, from the Heights.
All right.
Okay, Ashley, here we go. Are you ready for your question? What would you do with the $910?
I would take my boyfriend on a Christmas trip to Montreal.
Oh, my God. That sounds great. I really hope you guys get to go. Did you know the answer to the last question? It turned out to be a Beatle lyric. Did you know that one?
No, because I was afraid that you guys would pick up and there'd be echoing, so I just turned it down.
Oh, okay. Well, here's your question. I guess you've been playing along, though, right? Have you known the answer to every question so far, or some of them?
Like 8 out of 10, I'd say.
Good for you. Okay, here we go with your question.
Yeah.
Okay, you know the singer Whitney Houston, of course.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, she's from East Orange.
Right. What legendary vocalist was her cousin?
You have 5 seconds.
Tina Turner.
Oh, what a great guess. You know what? Montreal ain't all it's cracked up to be. You stay home this Christmas. The answer, of course, is Dionne Warwick. Yeah. Your boyfriend's not missing anything.
Who is it?
It was Dionne Warwick, of course.
Oh, my God.
Of course, of course. I know.
Oh, she's the best.
Oh, I know. She was the best.
That was a great guess. That was a really good guess.
Yeah, good guess.
Good going.
We have time for one or two calls.
Yeah, maybe one or two more here.
Are we having fun, Ken?
Yeah, this is really fun.
Are we?
I love hearing you spend your money.
I can't tell if I'm having fun.
That's where all the money's coming from.
It's been so long since I had fun, I don't even recognize
Andy's independent documentary advance that he got last week in L.A. Must have been a big advance.
You don't know the first thing about this business. I love listening to you babbling on about the business.
You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, thanks for calling. You're on the air. You love the show. I guess you're not on the air.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yes, please. This is Carl.
Hi, Carl. Where are you calling from, Carl?
Hoboken, New Jersey.
Hoboken, New Jersey. Have you been playing along, listening along, Carl?
Yes.
Okay, Carl, you know that Andy Breckman's nemesis is Don McLean, whose big hit was American Pie, a song about the day that the music died. That song refers to the death of Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper in an airplane crash. For $910, name the pilot of that airplane. You have 5 seconds.
Richie Valens.
Oh.
Yeah, they probably would have been in better shape.
That was a good guess because he was on the airplane.
Yeah.
He also piloted briefly.
Yeah. Did he really?
He piloted briefly?
I don't think on that flight. They crashed that takeoff. The name of the pilot, of course, as everybody knows, I guess everyone but you, Roger Peterson.
Whose nickname was Crash.
Yeah.
They should have been tipped off.
Yeah, they should have let Richie fly.
All right, one more? No, I think we're out of time.
Oh, baby. Okay, well, I've given away almost $9,000 today.
How much did you get on that documentary film last week?
We made $9,000 last week, and I just gave it all away.
You gave it all away.
Well, but was it worth it? Was it worth it, Ken?
That was fun.
Would you say you had $9,000 worth of fun?
Never given away real money before.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to thank everybody, all our callers, everyone, all our contestants, the winners and the losers. Maybe especially
the losers?
The losers. Because they got their hopes up. They called. They waited online. Can you imagine that, Ken? They've heard other people winning. Right, Ken? They said, I could do that. I know that answer. I know this answer. I know that answer. I could win $910.
I feel bad about that guy's deaf mom. That's the main thing.
Well, she's deaf. She'll never know.
That's true. Nobody tell her.
That's
like
the blessing.
Everybody, agree to not tell her.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're giving away two prizes from the October 24 Hellraiser.
Okay, I have a random number generator.
We have
here.
124 people.
Okay, should I do a random number between 124?
One and 124.
If
and
I when
let's,
I hit...
let's explain what's going on. 124 people donated $10 or more to 7 Second Delay, and one of them is going to receive $10 mailed to you every month.
You have a list. They've all been. There's a number for each of them, right?
Right.
You okay? What order is that list in? Doesn't matter. I guess.
Doesn't matter.
All right. I'm gonna hit the button generate.
Okay.
On my random number generator, and a number's gonna pop up there. Are you ready, Ken?
Yes.
And then will you read the name?
It'll take me a bit to come up with the number.
I guess if it's a high number, it'll take you a little longer.
I have a list.
Okay. I'm gonna hit the number.
Two pages.
Okay, the number is 54.
Oh, God, why does it have to be 54?
Oh, shut up. Just count the 54. How long will it take you to count the 54? It should be less than a minute at one number per second.
Yeah.
You should be in the neighborhood of 54 within around 54 seconds. How you doing on the counting?
I'm almost there.
Oh, shut up. Just say the name.
51, 52, 53, 54.
And who's our big winner?
It's Gabriel from Oak Ridge, New Jersey. Gabriel
Fantastic.
D. Gabriel D. from Oak Ridge, New Jersey.
Okay.
Please email me.
And get the address. And you'll receive an envelope every month.
My email is ken@wfmu.org. Email me, Gabriel D. from Oak Ridge, New Jersey, and Andy Breckman will send you a crisp $10 bill every month. And now we're giving away... the assistant best boy credit in the credits to Andy's new documentary.
That should change your life. Should I hit generate again,
or will that
go to Gabriel?
No, because this is going to the person who donated the most money.
Oh,
to 7 Second Delay alone. Oh my gosh, there it is.
Okay, and who was that?
It is Garen from Michigan.
Oh, okay, excellent. Garen, unless you pledge more money, your name's going to be on this doc. We could shake them down.
Yeah.
People don't want their name on these docs.
Garen, email me and I'll give you more information. If the doc is made, and I think it's going to be
There's
made.
There's never been a bigger if in the history of the language.
And if the doc is released, because the doc could be made and not released, right?
No, well, you've read my resume. Yeah. That's how I roll.
But you've never worked on an independent doc, have you?
No, this is the first time, but it's actually fun. I'm actually having fun. And thanks, Ken, and thanks to Jeremiah.
Thanks, Jeremiah. We gave him the week off, but boy, do we love Jeremiah.
And Jeremiah
helps out so much with the show.
He does, and Derek, our producer here in the studio.
Gavin. His real name is Gavin.
Yeah, Gavin, who's been contacting all our winners tonight.
Whose name Andy didn't forget just now. Gavin's still on the phone, so he probably didn't even hear that.
Yeah, he's talking to our winners.
Yep.
And Ken, I don't get a chance to thank you very much, and unfortunately, I don't have time today to do that.
Oh.
I wish I did.
Well, that's okay.
Maybe next week I'll have some time.
Yeah, we're here next week. We'll be here for a full hour next week from 6 to 7. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fivat.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Excited about our wedding ring. When it comes to our marriage, it didn't seem to amount of a thing. But I've been dealing with the devil. I've been dealing with the devil. I believe I've been dealing with the devil. My woman don't love me no more. Well, now I've got the meanest woman, the meanest woman you most ever seen. She sleep with eyes picking a hangman, and she fights all in a dream. I soon to be sleeping with the devil. I soon to be sleeping with the devil. I soon to be sleeping with the devil. My woman don't love me no more. Now my mother, she said one thing, you know, and father said the same. You keep on fooling around, son of boy, women really gonna change your name. I've been dealing with the devil. I've been dealing with the devil. I've been dealing with the devil. My woman don't love me no more. That number one.